No matter what their religious or spiritual beliefs, everybody eats. So Steve Schwartz has begun a new local group to build on that basic commonality.
The Interfaith Sustainable Food Collaborative is an effort to reconnect people of faith with local and sustainable food systems. And we're also working to build the base of the sustainable agriculture movement. Congregations around the country and some really exciting models in Sonoma and Marin County are doing things like community gardens, connecting with farmers for community-supported agriculture, drop-offs of vegetables at their churches and synagogues. We're also looking at helping low-income people get better, healthy access to food and local food.
One way of doing that has been encouraging local congregations to partner with nearby farms and expand their customer base for CSAs, or community-supported agriculture. With CSAs, households subscribe to the farm and take delivery each week of a box of whatever's in season.
The farm will set up a relationship with the congregation. The congregation promotes it to members. You might have 10 or 20 members of that congregation that are buying a box of diverse vegetables every week. The farm delivers them weekly to the congregation, and you pick up your box and you go home and make some great food.
We're going out there and dropping off 15 to 20 produce boxes, and we get to have a relationship with these customers. We feel in community with them probably as much as they feel in community with us. It's a nice relationship.
Jennifer Branham works at Laguna Farms in Sebastopol, where their relationship with Santa Rosa's Bethlehem Lutheran Church has sprouted another joint activity, an upcoming fundraising event for the church's youth programs.
This was really the first time that I was approached by a church that was willing to develop a fundraiser with us and pay us for our produce, which was really exciting because they are supporting our farm and in turn, we're giving a part of the proceeds back to their church. This is a really sustainable model for us that we'd like to grow on.
The Interfaith Collaborative is also encouraging congregations that want to get involved in growing food themselves. One of those is the Cross and Crown Lutheran Church in Rohnert Park. There, Beverly Hammond runs their Growing in Faith garden.
About a year and a half ago, we turned up an unused soccer field on the church campus and created a production garden that is both CSA and donation to the needy. Neighbors Organized Against Hunger is distributed now from one of the buildings there next to the church, and the garden is immediately adjacent to that building. So we're able to grow food that on Sundays there are CSA boxes that are sold, and on Wednesdays the harvest is for the food bank.
That dual purpose, Hammond says, grew out of her own experience.
While I was in school, I was on public assistance, and knowing how difficult it is to buy the fresh, the organic, the local foods with food stamps, your money doesn't go that far. And to be able to provide to those in need, the really fresh local stuff, it was a drive for me.
As these examples indicate, the integration of food and faith can take many forms, observes Schwartz, but they have something in common at their core.
Through these congregational relationships with farms, people can put their faith values into practice. That's social justice values, their values around feeding the hungry, and their values around care of creation. And it's exciting to folks.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.